Details on the upcoming services for former Oklahoma Governor George Nye. 3 clinics are offering expanded hours to get kids vaccinated. And the Osage Nation wants to build its first casino resort in Missouri. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, August 11th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A memorial for former Oklahoma Governor George Nye is set for Thursday. Robbie Korth reports a former president plans to give one of the eulogies.
Bill Clinton will be delivering remarks at the memorial service for George Nye at Crossings Community Church in Northwest Oklahoma City. The two Democrats were governors of Arkansas and Oklahoma at the same time and remained close through the years. It's the first time in more than 6 decades that a current or former president has attended a former Oklahoma public official's funeral in the state. John F. Kennedy visited the funeral of former U.S. Senator Robert S. Kerr in 1963. Nye was Oklahoma's longest-serving governor and had a laundry list of accomplishments, including his work to make Oklahoma the state's official song. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Nye's memorial service is Thursday morning at 11 at Crossings Community Church near the intersection of Northwest 150th Street and Portland Avenue in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is taking down what's left of the iconic Jim Norick Arena at the fairgrounds. For 60 years, the facility has hosted concerts, sports, and special events. Much of the arena has already been torn down. The city says the roof will be imploded tomorrow morning. A brief ceremony will be held at 7:15, followed by the implosion at 7:30. The arena is being replaced with the OG&E Coliseum. Oklahoma Children's Hospital OU Health is expanding access to childhood vaccinations at 3 of its pediatric clinics in Oklahoma City. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
Participating clinics include Sooner Pediatrics, Super Niños Clinic, and Grand Prairie Pediatrics. They will offer extended walk-in vaccination hours from 4:30 to 6 p.m. until August 15th. Daytime appointments can also be scheduled over the phone. Dr. Stephanie DeLeon, the hospital's Associate Chief Medical Officer for Children's Services, says this extension is being offered amid a rise in vaccine-preventable diseases, like measles and whooping cough. As a mom, DeLeon says she knows families are busy and hopes they can use this opportunity as a resource.
Families can get off from work, go pick up their children, and then be able to come in and get those vaccines.
Clinic locations and phone numbers are available on OU Health's website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Osage Nation has its sights set on building a casino resort at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. Sarah Lisi reports that this $100 million project still needs federal approval before construction can begin.
The Osage Nation is seeking federal approval to build a tribal gaming facility and hotel at the lake in their historic homelands. But for that to happen, a spokesperson for the Department of the Interior says the agency must greenlight 2 things. 1, they must decide it is in the best interest of the tribe. And 2, it will not be detrimental to the surrounding community. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe will also have to agree with the 2-part determination. And the DOI will need to decide to take the 29 acres of proposed casino resort land into trust. If everything works out for the Osage Nation, this casino resort would be the first tribally owned and operated gaming facility in Missouri under the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
We have more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.